These people use Marxism as a marketing tool to sell stinky, rotten, corporate fascism. That's what they stand for. Stinky, rotten, corporate fascism. That's why all these giant corporations love the results of these elections where stinky, rotten, corporate fascism is marketed as edgy, revolutionary, democratic socialism. It's the same stench if you peel the veneer off. That's why every giant corporation goes along with McWokeism. That's why they go along with critical theory, because it's convenient. It entrenches their power in the name of making it look like someone's trying to take their power. It's so obvious. Anybody who studies this critical theory, Foucault and this stuff, these people act like they're the only game in town when it comes to justice issues, and they're not. That's why you don't let them bully you. They try to bully you. Oh, what they want to do is this critical theory stuff, what they call McWokeism. McWokeism and critical theory is all about Foucault. It's about Herbert Marcuse, all these people, these decadent, rich, lavish professors with their failed ideas. Foucault's postmodern critical theory, that's where they're getting this stuff from. And what happens is they want to act like, well, here's the deal. If you care about racial justice, you have to go with Foucault's theory. And you say, what are you talking about? Are you kidding me? But see, they expect that the general public doesn't understand what you and I understand about the origins of these theories of wokeism. Oh, you're talking about Foucault? No, Foucault is not the only game in town, okay? How about Jesus Christ? Oh, you can't handle that, can you, right? You can't handle a real master of history. You got to give us these cheap imitators like Foucault about how to deal with justice or racial grievances. No, Foucault is not the only game in town. Don't let these bullies tell you, well, if you want to get on board with being aware of racial pain and dealing with grievances and dealing with justice issues, you have to go with wokeism, which is peel the layer off. Okay, it's Foucault. No, that's not the only game in town. Don't let them tell you to some stupid fringe theory that corporations find to be fashionable to invest in, that that's the only game in town for how to deal with the justice issues that they act like they have a monopoly for. They don't have a monopoly for it. They're cheap imitations of the real, true defender of the victims, and that is Jesus. They're scared of his power to disrupt and destroy the corporate fascist groupthink that benefits a few at the expense of the many. That's what it's about. So they always got to come up with some other new cheap imitation of the real deal. The real deal. You don't see Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola will never, mark my words, that old stinky sugar selling group. They don't want to ever do any kind of sensitivity training to teach you how to be more like Jesus to your neighbor. But Foucault is a good little jester. You know, giant corporations have always loved stupid little jesters like Foucault, because weak little cowards like him create stupid, dumb ideologies that allow giant corporations to convince low information people that they're doing something just and bold and edgy, when in reality, they're entrenching the corrupt status quo. They don't want to let you hear Jesus, because Jesus, the real Jesus, not all these stupid things that they try to mask the real Jesus. You look at the real Jesus, and the real Jesus cannot be allowed in the corporate giant failed corporations, because that Jesus builds reconciliation. That Jesus talks about do not resist evil with violence. That Jesus talks about unveiling the scapegoat mechanism behind the heart of the state. That Jesus is a Jesus that will destroy every stupid ideological edifice that keeps these stupid corporations way past their expiration date in our lives. And that Jesus is going to win no matter what these losers who hold on to their stupid court jesters like Foucault want to do.